job, Mr. Bull is digging up the road. And Daddy Pig knows a shortcut. This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for February 23rd, 2022. After being delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we now know that Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind will be opening at Epcot on Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day in the U.S. is Monday, May 30th, with the holiday weekend beginning May 27th, could open a couple days before that. It's been known during those holiday weekends, sometimes they'll open on the Wednesday or the Thursday, but an exact date hasn't been announced. But the fun part of all this is the way in which this was announced, where a company official accidentally tweeted the opening date, but then also tweeted at a fake Epcot Center fan account. This is one of my favorite things that's ever happened. I love this so much. I love this so much. Anyway, let's keep going. Another piece of concept art for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind also leaked this week, and it's a look inside the old Universe of Energy building at the load area for the attraction. This is where you'll get into what they're calling the Star Jumper. These are Star Jumpers, these ride vehicles. Again, Memorial Day weekend, officially, unofficially, kind of both, but for sure Memorial Day weekend. The Walt Disney Company and State Farm have announced a multi-year relationship to span Disney parks and resorts, as well as Disney advertising sales. State Farm will be the presenting sponsor of the new Plan Disney podcast, where Plan Disney panelists will offer insightful tips, helpful suggestions, and inside looks for guests preparing for an upcoming magical vacation to Disney parks and resorts. Man, if only there were hundreds and hundreds of podcasts and YouTube channels that already did that. State Farm will also have an expanded presence at the 2022 Disney Dreamers Academy, and they will sponsor the 2023 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, the State Farm Waterview Park at Disney Springs, and State Farm Fieldhouse at ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex. Disney will work with State Farm on events such as the State Farm Good Neighbor Month celebration in September as well. Registration dates have been announced for the 2022-23 season of Run Disney events at Walt Disney World and virtually. Registration for the 2022 Run Disney Virtual Series will open on April 5th. Registration for the 2022 Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend will open at 10 a.m. Eastern on March 22nd for the general public. Club Run Disney members will be able to register at 10 a.m. on March 15th. Registration for the virtual event will open on March 25th. And registration for the 2023 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend will open to Club Run Disney members on April 12th, the general public on April 19th. Registration for virtual events related to that will open on April 22nd. Meanwhile, for the 2023 Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend, club members get to register starting June 14th, general public on June 21st, and virtual event on June 24th. Last but not least, Club Run Disney registration for the 2023 Run Disney Springtime Surprise Weekend will be on August 16th of this year, with the general public on August 23rd and virtual event on August 26th. The Festival of Fantasy Parade will return to the Magic Kingdom on March 9th, and now showtimes are available. For March 9th through the 12th, the parade will perform twice daily at 11:30 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. So what time is the 3 o'clock parade? Not at 3 o'clock. Beginning March 13th, the times will shift by a half hour. The parade will run at noon and, thankfully, at 3 p.m. Very happy there'll be a 3 o'clock parade. Otherwise, it's going to drive me crazy. Three new candles that will both make your home smell sweet and act as cute decorations are now available at Walt Disney World. They're inspired by a Winnie the Pooh honey pot, the Poison Apple from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and Mickey Mouse. We found them in the Emporium at Magic Kingdom for $34.99. You can check them out on our website. In a Twitter thread about Tomorrowland 2055, a Tomorrowland at Disneyland that never came to be, user at Marissa the Moth shared information implying that the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover at the Magic Kingdom may be updated. In the first tweet, Marissa shared that a friend sent her a voiceover casting call for Orak. You may recall, those of you who are my age or older, may recall that Orak 1 was once the name of the People Mover narrator, a faceless robot character that narrated the ride. Marissa then shared a screenshot of the casting call, which she notes was not an open casting call. It was on a casting website meant for agents and professionals. The casting call says the voiceover is for a classic attraction at a major theme park, and the role description is Orak. Orak has a great enthusiasm and even passion for the job. Orak genuinely enjoys taking visitors around his favorite destination, and Orak's vocal range is not low and not too high. Right in the middle is where the voice needs to land. A story description says enthusiastic AI takes us on a tour of a futuristic land. Well, that sounds a lot like Orak 1. An update to the People Mover narration makes sense since Tron Light Cycle Run will be opening at some point in the next probably 12 months. Also, as you may remember, there are plans that may come back into being for that Wreck-It Ralph attraction, replacing Stitch's Great Escape. So a very different Tomorrowland is eventually coming to the Magic Kingdom. The 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Arts is over, which means it's flower and garden time. The festival runs from March 2nd through July 4th, and Disney has released the menus for all of the outdoor kitchens. As you eat your way through the festival, don't forget to pick up a festival passport to participate in the Garden Graze, a returning food stroll featuring five delicious dishes from various outdoor kitchens. You can get a stamp in your passport after you've purchased the items, and once you've completed all five, simply make your way to Pineapple Promenade to receive your festival exclusive treat. If you want to read all the menus, they're on our website right now. Of course, tune in on March 2nd. I will unfortunately be in space on March 2nd. So I know Eric Morton is going to be doing the job this time of bringing you a video of all the new items we'll be trying at the festival. And of course, as always, we'll have plenty of reviews and coverage over at WDWNT.com of everything Flower and Garden has to offer. I'll wave to them from space. It's great. Disney has released their first look at the merchandise collection for the Flower and Garden Festival. Featured characters include the Orange Bird, Spike the Bee, sing along at home, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and Figment. Additional pieces will debut throughout the festival, and select items will be available on shopdisney.com. Disney also posted a TikTok with a sneak peek of some of the Orange Bird items. You can check it all out on our website. I know everyone's freaking out about these orange, this orange ear headband with the Orange Bird. It's very cute. Personally, I don't know. I love Figment, and there is a shirt that says Figment's dropping beats, but it's not like music beats. It's, you know, beats like you, never mind. You get the idea. So anyway, check it all out at WWNT.com. Figment be dropping mad beats. Creation Shop has been full of Epcot-inspired apparel recently, and a new windbreaker has joined the collection. The jacket is black and it zips up. The four Epcot neighborhoods, World Celebration, World Discovery, World Nature, and World Showcase, are listed on the breast pocket. The pocket also zips up, and the zipper pulls have the Epcot logo in blue. The Epcot name and logo run down the sleeves in a stripe, and the name is blue while the logo is colorful. The jacket, $59.99. Two new limited edition Magic Bands have arrived for spring. The first is inspired by the upcoming Pixar film Turning Red, while the second is for Easter. We found both in the dark room at Disney's Hollywood Studios for $39.99 each. Two new keychains from the 50th Anniversary Vault Collection are now available. Each keychain acts as a small viewfinder with a picture inside. If you're a younger viewer, you may not remember when these were actually a thing, but I mean, they were even sort of out of date when I was a kid. But in the 70s, a little earlier than that even, there were a lot of products where just it was an image. You could hold it up to the light. You could see the image in the little item. But anyway, the first keychain is white with a blue base and Cinderella Castle on the side. Obviously, inside, the image is Cinderella Castle. The other is yellow with Walt Disney World and Mickey on the side. That one has a vintage photo of Mickey in front of the castle. We found them at Celebrity 5 and Dime at Hollywood Studios for $9.99 each. What does it mean that Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser is a first-of-its-kind immersive experience? Well, here to answer that question are three people who helped create the bold new adventure in a galaxy far, far away. Portfolio creative executive Scott Trowbridge and creative director Corey Rouse of Walt Disney Imagineering, and Michael Tara Garver, director of immersive experiences for this audacious project. Check out the new video from Disney, linked over on our website, to hear them discuss the development of the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser and what makes this vacation experience such a big leap forward in immersive storytelling. I'm going to say this right now. I can't believe I'm going to say this. There's been a lot of really bad previews of the Galactic Star Cruiser. This is the first one that's been put together really well, and it makes me actually excited to go. First of all, they're sitting in the Sublight Lounge, and it looks fantastic. It's beautiful. And honestly, the other preview shots look great. Of course, this is press footage. You can shoot things from certain angles to make them look better, but I will say this. It looks a lot better than it did in the earlier previews. We'll have to wait and see what it actually looks like in person on March 1st, but this is a pretty exciting preview. Thanks to Francis Dominic on Instagram, we have a first look at the exclusive Magic Band, previously known as a Data Band, that'll be given to every Star Cruiser guest. Dominic was among the influencers who got to experience the Star Cruiser ahead of the official opening. The embargo for the experience doesn't lift until Friday, February 25th, but he was allowed from outside to share this image of the sign as well as the Data Band or Magic Band itself. Of course, you'll be able to use your data band inside the experience in many of the same ways you use a Magic Band, but also in some different ways as well. Along with the exclusive Magic Band, Disney has released a look into more of the exclusive merchandise coming to the Galactic Star Cruiser, including apparel, accessories, and more. As a passenger aboard the Halcyon, you can become a Star Wars character of your own creation as you choose your backstory, your allegiances, and of course, an outfit to tie it all together. I personally have already created my character and backstory. You'll have to wait until March 1st to find out about it. But either way, at the shop aboard the Halcyon, which is called the Chandrilla Collection, you'll find a wide assortment of themed apparel, from tunics and robes to dresses and flight uniforms. You can even get some statement jewelry. You can personalize your lightsaber hilt with Arabesh, the written alphabet used in the Star Wars galaxy. And if you need a new sidekick for your voyage, you can get the remote control pre-built astromech droid SK-620. You'll find yours again at the Chandrilla Collection aboard the ship. Of course, that's a miniature version of that droid that actually is going to be roaming around this ship. That's right. Pay $6,000, you'll get all the things they promised us in Galaxy's Edge, finally. More photos have been released from aboard the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser as we get closer to that grand debut. Guests with an upcoming vacation are getting these images in welcome emails. The photo you're looking at now shows some children with an astromech droid, the one we just talked about. And you can see their Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser magic bands on their wrists. Another photo shows a girl dressed as Rey in lightsaber training. And a third photo shows guests helping Chewbacca smuggle something through the ship. Disney had previously announced that Make-A-Wish families would be among the first to board the Star Cruiser, and in a video they released, Luke and his family from White Springs, Florida get surprised with the news that they will get to experience the Halcyon, and in there's new footage of the hotel as well. Quote, surprising Luke was one of the most special moments I've been part of at Disney, Walt Disney World Ambassador Raven Redding said. To see the pure shock and excitement spread across Luke's face was like nothing else I've ever experienced. I can't wait to see the joy grow as he boards the magnificent ship for the first time. Many recent glimpses of the Galactic Star Cruiser experience show guests hanging out with Chewbacca. Another new shot features one of the ship windows looking out into space. One of the coolest things to note, whether it's in a hallway, in the atrium, on the bridge, in your room, whatever is happening outside the ship is happening on every single screen throughout the ship, which I think will be one of the coolest things. We'll see how that all works. But it's a pretty exciting little facet. Beginning March 2nd and running through the 30th, Disney Springs will have exclusive offerings for annual pass holders at Walt Disney World. Yes, we still exist. Annual pass holders will be able to pick up their complimentary magnet at Disney's Wonderful World of Memories from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., a limit of one magnet per pass holder. Pass holders can sign up for the virtual queue on the My Disney Experience app starting at 9 a.m. each morning. Additional availability may open throughout the day. And once a virtual queue callback is received, pass holders will have an hour to go to the location or they'll have to re-enter that queue. From time to time, Disney may also discontinue the virtual queue depending on demand. Exclusive food and beverage offerings will be available at the Ganachery and Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar. And as well, pass holders can take advantage of exclusive props when visiting the Disney PhotoPass studio at Disney Springs. The closure of Hong Kong Disneyland due to COVID-19 has been extended until April 20th, 2022. HKDL Fantasy shared the news on Twitter, stating it is because of the Hong Kong government's social distancing rules. The latest closure of Hong Kong Disneyland began on January 7th and was originally scheduled to last 2 weeks. It was extended multiple times, most recently through February 23rd, but this latest extension is a significant 2 months. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Ink and Paint celebrates the voices of women talking about what it means to be a Disney fan. Co-hosts Ashley Jasmer and Jill Diffendahl will join a panel of female Disney fans to discuss topics ranging from Disney princesses as role models, to raising Disney kids, to park-going preferences. Join us for lively discussion, stories, and debate about living your best Disney lifestyle.
Thank you.